It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
I am your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on two propositions on the November ballot, the one on the death penalty and the other on human trafficking. Both of these measures address highly emotional issues and require some soul-searching to arrive at a decision on which way to vote. I personally have reached a yes decision on one and a no on the other, and I will explain why during this show. Proposition 34 aims to ban the death penalty in California, and those of you who have lived in California for a good while will remember that a court banned the death penalty back in the 60s, but a public initiative reinstated it in the 70s. Many visitors are no doubt surprised that California, commonly viewed as a liberal state, still has the death penalty. What do you immediately think of as the primary reasons for the death penalty? I think most of us would answer a deterrent for criminals to commit homicide and final justice for the relatives of murder victims. I have no evidence regarding whether the death of the murderer is truly solace to the family of the victim. The biblical declaration, an eye for an eye, is frequently referenced in defense of the death penalty, but although I do not have firsthand experience, I doubt whether, in the end, the death of the murderer is any comfort for the tragic loss. There is, however, quite a bit of research into whether the death penalty serves as a deterrent, and while the issue is far from decided, most of the studies conclude that the death penalty does not serve as a deterrent. These conclusions coincide with my own, albeit limited, dealings with criminals. Those that commit crimes, even murder, do not believe they will ever be caught, and are generally stunned when they are. Murder is generally a highly emotional and spontaneous act, and so the perpetrator is not thinking rationally at the time. The ultimate downside to the death penalty is that there always remains the possibility the wrong person is convicted. There are no mulligans, no do-overs with the death penalty. So, as you no doubt have concluded by now, I will vote yes on Proposition 34 to eliminate the death penalty. So you say, wait a minute, John, that means you are going to vote no on Proposition 35, the human trafficking initiative? What kind of inhumane ghoul votes against stricter punishments for human trafficking, one of the biggest scourges on the world scene today? Well, yes, I will be voting no on Prop 35, and my logic is summed up as two wrongs do not make a right. As with a number of current propositions, the objective of Proposition 35 is laudable, but the execution is very flawed. One of the primary challenges in prosecuting human trafficking and sex slavery cases is that the victims are unwilling to testify due to their immigration status or the fear of gang reprisals. The longer sentences and bigger fines of Prop 35 do little, if anything, to address the witness issue. Additionally, the mandatory nature of the sentences and fines give prosecutors and judges little room to match the punishment to the offense. Both the state Republican and Democratic parties support Proposition 35, apparently on the belief it is the will of the people. To me, this is one proposition that needs input from those in the trenches on how to best fashion a means to meaningfully bring a halt to this most egregious of crimes. But the current proposition is a rush to judgment and a political play without much apparent concern about the consequences. I fear good people, or at least not really bad people, could be steamrolled by the proposition should it pass. Okay, so let's review the bidding. I will be voting yes on Proposition 34 for ending the death penalty. Ironically, California has not executed anyone in some time, although 7 people on death row have exhausted their appeals, because a court is considering whether lethal injection is humane. Really? Is there actually a humane way of killing someone? I will be voting no on Proposition 35 because this initiative regarding human trafficking and sex slavery is way too flawed in its implementation. As always, I encourage you to reach your own conclusions. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted!
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.